the overwhelming thing of today's daf was the Avram Zokim Baba Yomim, the Hashem Berach Es Avraham Bakoil. And the Gemara brought seven different pshatim, what exactly Bakoil means. A very, very long braisa. We mentioned Rashi and Chumash brings an eighth pshat. But really, when you went through the whole oisphere of the Gemara brought more pshatim. That these, the Ovis was zoicha to me'en olam haba in this world, lo shalat behem yetzahara, lo shalat behem malchamoves, lo shalat behem rima v'toileya. So really, if you think about it, if you do the math, we're already in the double digits in terms of understanding this pasuk. V'avram zokim ba bayomim, v'ashem berech es avram bakoil. Stating all that, if you look at the Rishonim, there's an ein mikra yoytze midei pshuta. The Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah says, V'ashem berech es avram bakoil, ba'oysher u'nechasim, v'kovid, v'oyrech yomim, u'bonim, v'zois kol chemdas ha'odam. Ibn Ezra says the same exact thing. Rabbeinu B'chaya says the same exact thing. So all the Rishonim say that although we have all the different fashidin chazals in terms of what it means, V'ashem berech es avram bakoil, but the Pashup Shad is he had everything. He had Oysher, he had Nechasim, he had Kovid, he had Arichas Yomim, he had Bonim, and this beautiful Oysfer. V'zois kol chemdasa. Then the Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, brings our Braisa, our chazal, and specifically he talks about Shitas Acherim. Acherim said that what does it mean, Bakoil? It means that Avram Avinu had a daughter, Ubakoil Shema, and her name was Bakoil, which we said is really similar to another one of the Shitas in the Braisa, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that says, what does it mean that Vashem Berechas Avram Bakoil? It means Shahisloi Bas. What's Acherim really coming to be Moisif? What Acherim is coming to be Moisif is that not only Hoysloi Bas, but I'll even tell you her name. Her name was Bakoil. Incidentally, Ibn Ezra, this is a classic Ibn Ezra, says, Udarshoi Shabita Yhoisa Shma Bakoil. And if that's the case, Sorech Lahoisif, he says you almost have to add a letter in the Pasuk, Beis Mishares. Meaning it's not Hashem Berechas Avram Bakoil, it's Hashem Berechas Avram Be Bakoil. Because Bakoil Shema, as we state in the Gemara. So if her name was Bakoil, Hashem Berechas Avram Bakoil? No. That's her name was Rivka. Vashem Berechas Avram Rivka? No, Bi Rivka, right? So really what it should say is Vashem Berechas Avram Bi Vakoil. That's the order of the evidence. But the Ramban says, I have a very big problem with Shitas Acherim. I pasha can't understand it. He says, Bishlami Rabbi Yehuda, that says Vashem Berechas Avram Bakoil means that he even had a daughter. So what's the oimik of Bakoil? The oimik of Bakoil is he had everything. Even a daughter. But the type of Bakoil is Oysher Nesu. Nechasim, Kovid, Erech Yamim, Banim. You would have thought he didn't have a daughter. Kamash Malon, that he didn't have that he even had a daughter. But if Bakoil is Shema, so it sounds like the Nekuda of Bakoil in that Pshat is not that he had everything, but that he had a daughter whose name was Bakoil. So, Frank Rabban, this is the Grace of Zach. You want to know that Avram Avinu had, he had everything, even had a daughter whose name was Bakoil. Kilo, if his name wasn't Bakoil, maybe it wouldn't even be so kasha. But he had a daughter whose name was Bakoil, and he mutches very, very much. And really, he's coming from the Ibn Ezra, because you see that the Ibn Ezra understands Bakoil, literally. I mean, how else do you understand it? Ad Kedekacha should have said Bivakoil. So he said, what's this Grace of Zach as it relates to Bakoil? So it says the Ramban that I'm going to tell you a little bit. I'm going to be megala tefach of what's going on. He says, "Ulu Rabbi Yisenu Bazeh Inyan Nifla," quoting the Gemara, and then he says, "Azoy Ube Emes Sheina Kavana LaAcherim VaMachloikis Lahem Im Rabbi Yehuda Loidiyo Yisano Shem Habas Azoy Spovat." Says, "Don't think that's what Acherim is coming to say." VeChalilu Lahem Sheyotziu Berchase Shal Avram Shehi Gedoyla Uklalis LeInyan Zeh Sheyomer Akosav Ki Berach Oisei Hashem Bevas Achas Sheshmokach. אבל אחרים חידשו בפרש הכוסף הזה עניין עמוק מאוד ודורשו בזה סויד מסויד הסתירה. So anyone that learns Ramban al HaTorah knows that the Ramban very often says things על דרך האמס. There's a lot of Kabbalah, right? Underrated in the Torah of the Ramban. In fact, there's a sefer that came out recently. It's called Kabbalah Saramban, which is a likud of different Rishonim that we're mefarish all the different Kabbalah that you have in the Torah of the Ramban. But the bottom line is, there's a lot of Kabbalah in the Ramban. But this Ramban right here is where he mamish, he's mayrich, and he talks a lot more than he usually talks. And he says again, that you want to know what the oimik is, that Avram Avinu had a daughter whose name was Bakoil, it's an inyan amuk ma'oid, the darshan was asoid misoid asa Torah. Just read a few lines. V'amru, ki Bakoil tirmois al inyan gadol. For who? She yesh la kodesh baruch hu mida tikari koil. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a mita, and that mita is called koil. Mepnei shehi yisoy da koil. And the reason is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is moving the Yisoy Dakol, and that Mida is the Mida of Yisoy Dakol. Ubo Nemar Anoichi Hashem Oisakol. Vehu Shenemar VeYisrael Eretz Bakol Hu. Yoimar Ki Yisrael HaOretz VeToyva Hagdoyla HaShefei Al Kol Bolo Yoylom Bavur Ki Bakoli VeYamida Hashminis Miyud Gimel Midos. Then he says Umida Acheres. There's another Mida that's called Bas. And that Mida is Netzeles Mimeno. It comes from the Mida of Kol. Ubahu Manages HaKol. V'hi Beistino Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Arnirmas B'milas Vav Hei B'chol Mokoyim V'she Nekras Kalo B'seif Asher Ashirim B'avur Shehi Kelula Min HaKol V'she Chachom Mechanin Shmo Knesset Yisrael B'mokoyim Yisraelim B'avur Shehi Knus HaSakol. And it goes on and on and on. This is a very, very long Ramban where he says that that's Pashat, that this Indian of Acherim, that Avraham Avinu had a daughter Ubakol Shmo, it's from the Grace of Soidus. If you take a look at Rabbeinu Bechaya, Rabbeinu Bechaya is also Meramis this, and he says V'hovein HaKlal HaZeh Ki ho in your nistar, and then he says Vaharambanzal Gilo Beferish, the Hirchab Bayabir Yosemidai. And he talked a little bit too much. So he says, if you take a look at the Ramban was over on this Indian already. He was a Hoylach Rachel Megalusoi. And he says he talked a little bit too much. Yesterday we quoted, 2 days ago, Shir, the Sefer HaTziyuni from Menachem Tziyuni, one of the Rishonim, was a Talmud of the Rashba, by the way. And in the Sefer HaTziyuni it says on this Pasik, Vashem Berech HaSavram Bakrol Da. Isha Ma'ayin, if you want to be Ma'ayin in this Indian, ki b'mila hazois, nichmas v'nistam, soid noira v'niska v'mufla ad netzach. Wow, that's a lashon. So says the Sefer HaTziyuni, in this one word bakoil, there's a soid that's noira v'niska v'mufla ad netzach. What's going on over here in Avraham Avinu having a daughter Bakoil? This is from the Groysa, it's from the Groysa Seidus HaTorah. Demis is Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Yisrael is way above our pay grade. But just to hear the words of the Zohar, to get an appreciation of what Rabbi Nachum Tziyuni is referring to. The Pasuk says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, Anoichi Kemodet Taninon Bas Hoysoloi L'Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had a daughter. And you know who that daughter was? Yishchinta. It's the Shechina. The Da Bas, and that's the Bas that it's referring to. We know the Shechina is Lashon Akeva, it's the sphere of Malchus, that's what's happening over there a little bit in that Zayir. But the bottom line is, Bakoil is referring to the Shechina, again, Soy Niska, V'Mufla, V'Neira, Adlon Netzach, Mamish Adlon Netzach, Adbiyas Goyal Tzedek, that's a little bit what's happening over here. But I want to pose a different question. So Avraham Avinu has a daughter, her name was Bakoil, her name wasn't Bakoil. Bivakol, Rav Nezer understood the Kipshutai, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bachya, Kedarkin Bakoidish, say this is from the Gesta Soidis in the whole Bria. Who was Bakoil's mother? Or if her name wasn't Bakoil, who is this daughter's mother? Hagar? It was Sarah? Right? Who is the mother of this daughter? So I'll tell you something interesting. There's a toisness in Bava Basra, and Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. There too, the Gemara brings Bas Hoyoloyu Bakol Shema, that Avraham Avinu had a daughter. And her name was Bakoil. The imtoim afreit toisves v'lomaloi hisil Yitzchak. If Avraham Avinu had a daughter, so Avraham Avinu is trying to figure out who Yitzchak is going to marry. So why didn't Yitzchak just marry Bakoil? Sounds like a good shidduch, right? So why didn't he marry? So the Velt says that Avraham Avinu wanted Yitzchak to get married al derech pshat, not to be married al pidrush, right? And pshat Bakoil doesn't mean a daughter. He was looking for a shidduch al pshat. But either way, it's toisves akasha v'lomaloi hisil Yitzchak. Now, there is a man d'amar that holds that a ben noyach is osir b'achoysoy. But there's a man d'amar that holds ben noyach is mutter b'achoysoy. So says Toysis, my question is, l'man d'amar ben noyach is mutter b'achoysoy, l'omer lo yisir li yitzchak. And Toysis says two terutz. V'yesh lo yimar, d'shem k'tano hoysa. Kubi she was a k'tano. V'lo yirotz adayin l'sir li yitzchak. Inami, me hogar hoysa. It could be she was the daughter of Hagar, and as a result, Avraham Avinu did not want Yitzchak to marry one of Hagar's daughters, even though it's his own daughter, but it's also Hagar's daughter. And he didn't want to have his son marry his own daughter because of who his daughter's mother was. Now, what's the machloikis here between Tyson and Tutirutzen? Right, Tyson, the first teretz, said she was a ketana. Tyson, the second teretz, said she was Bas Hagar. Does that mean that Tyson, the first teretz, held that really she was the daughter of Sarah? In the second teretz, he's being mechadish Bas Hagar. But in the first teretz, he holds maybe she was Bas Sarah. It's not muchach, right? Anytime you have two terutzim in a toisvus l'mashal, what exactly is the nekudas ha'plukta between the two terutzim is not always so evident. And you could say it this way, you could say it that way. And certainly, with Tzorech HaRebbe, you can say maybe that's what's going on in these Tosfos do terutzim. It's not 100% clear. But there's a Tshuvas HaRashba. There's a very, very, very Choshev HaMar Makim. And this is a Chela Gimel. It's Simon Shin Mem. And the context over there is, there was a husband and a wife that were married. They had a child. And then afterwards, this woman miscarried three times. And the question was whether this woman is considered becheskas, that she's someone that's mapel, or she's not becheskas, that she's someone that's mapel. Nafkamina is an halacha. But that's the question over here. Meaning, a woman that could be becheskas that she miscarries her children. But what if she already had a child? So if she already had a child, it could be at that point it's not becheskas anymore because she showed she could have a child. Three times it didn't work out. Beseder, okay. But that doesn't establish a chazaka because at the end of the day, you see from the fact that she had a child that she's a woman that certainly could have a child. And that's a little bit what's playing itself out. Me inyan le inyan, the Rajba and the Shoyl over here were discussing what about someone that had a child and then goes 10 years without having a child. So we know the Gemara says if someone's married for 10 years and doesn't have a child, so he has a chiyuv to be mekayim the mitzvah, puruvu. What if someone had a child already? Meaning the whole lineage of 10 years is that, listen, obviously you're not going to be zoicha to have a child with this wife, so memeilo, prichem derben agershin, right? Kiyodua. But he already had a child. So if he already had a child, maybe it's going to be different. So listen to what the Shoyl writes over here in this tshuva. He says, I'll bring you a raya that even someone that had a child already, if afterwards they go 10 years without having a child, that halacha is still going to be in effect. You know, I know that. The raya midamina b'medrash. Hine no atzerani Hashem mi letas. And we know that what's the makar to the 10 years? The makar to the 10 years is learned out from Avram and Sarah. Avram and Sarah said the Shoyl over here in the Tshuvas HaRashba had a child already. You know the child that they had? Ubas hoysoloy l'Avram. Ubakol shma. V'nod koydem l'Yitzchak. So you see already that she had a child. So if he had a child, so why are we cheshbening now the 10 years? Oh, must be that afal pi sheyolda ben kayama. But if now there's a 10-year that lapses, so based on that, this halacha is not going to be in effect. But the bottom line is in the Tshuvas HaRashba, it sounds like who had this daughter? It was Sarah that really had this daughter, which is a very big chiddush. Sarah had a daughter. Sarah was an islandess. Sarah was an akara. How's it shayach that Bakoil is the daughter of Sarah? But either way, it sounds like maybe it's Tosfos Tu Terutzim in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Memalev. The bottom line is definitely sounds like there's a possibility that this daughter, Bakoil, was the daughter of Sarah, which would definitely be the rest of the story.